like thumbs. It's a very useful little digit, you know. In this era of Zoom, you can give a thumbs up so easily to vote for a proposal or affirm a speaker. With just the slightest movement, you can turn your page of your ebook. And of course, because it's opposable, it means that your morning cup of coffee ends up in your mouth rather than drenching your lap with hot liquid. Very handy. Another useful body part is the hyoid bone. It's amazing what you can find when you Google unusual body parts. The hyoid bone, for those of you who are not medically oriented, is a small, solitary, U-shaped bone located in your neck. And it is used in many things, including the movement of your tongue, chewing, swallowing, and speaking. And though they may not have known about this little bone, I think the Corinthians appreciated it. Our scripture reading for today from 1 Corinthians is a continuation of the passage that Dean Powery addressed last week. In last week's reading, the author, the Apostle Paul, wrote about varieties of spiritual gifts. Dean Powery highlighted the need for all gifts to be used for the common good. Today's section of this passage offers the metaphor of the body to describe the church. Paul's writing is clear, encouraging us to appreciate the diversity and interconnection of various parts of the body. This section in the Corinthians is in chapter 12 and is a part of a larger section in which the apostle is addressing the church about the gift of speaking in tongues. It takes Paul three chapters, chapters 12, 13, and 14, in order to address this issue. Some members of the church held that the gift of speaking in tongues was of more value than other gifts, and therefore the recipients of this gift were more important. In three chapters, Paul works to dismantle the notion that any gift takes precedence over another. The hyoid bone, like the gift of speaking in tongues, cannot claim superiority. When Paul used the metaphor of the human body to describe those gathered to worship Jesus, he was using a technique that was familiar in his day. It was common in the ancient world for speech makers to compare society to the body with various parts or functions. Typically, the purpose was to encourage stability and maintenance of the status quo. For instance, according to the history of Rome around 490 BC, there was a great panic in Rome in which the plebeians and the senators feared each other due to a variety of secret gatherings and conspiracies. The rulers planned to send Agrippa Menenius to speak to the plebeians. He is described as an eloquent man, dear to the plebeians, as being one of them by birth. He spoke of the body, in which members each had their own ideas and voice. Some parts of the body thought that it was unfair that the hands and the back should labor for food while the belly simply received the good that came to it. So therefore, the angry parts of the body decided not to feed the belly, which of course was detrimental to the whole body. The history states, drawing a parallel from this to show how like was the internal dissension of the bodily members to the anger of the plebs against the fathers, he prevailed upon the minds of his hearers. In Rome, the metaphor was used to keep the lower class subservient while maintaining the privileges of the upper class. It was a common rhetorical device for maintaining social order. Do your job, stay in your place, don't complain. Paul's agenda with the Corinthians is dramatically different. He took a familiar metaphor and flipped it upside down. Instead of using the image to maintain hierarchies, he used it to affirm the value of all parts of the body. The diverse parts are needed and interconnected. We need the big toe, sometimes called the great toe, for balance and walking. We need the spinal cord to send messages to our body. It's a powerful affirmation that for just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. Each part, seen and unseen, known and unknown, are integral to the whole, all valued, all affirmed. This is an important way to hear this passage. One is not better than the other. I think there's an additional way to hear this passage, and that is as a call to participate. Imagine one part of the body just deciding to take a break for no good reason, just to take a break. What if your favorite basketball decided that he would give his left foot a break for the game? He could hop down the court, probably faster than any one of us here, but he wouldn't be much of a match for his opponents, nor much help to his teammates. And what if a kayaker or someone who uses a wheelchair decides to use only one arm for a time? In short order, she would find herself going in circles. For the body to function well, individual parts don't have the option to independently take a time out. The claim that all parts are needed is both affirmation and call. I encourage those who are part of the body of Christ to exercise their muscles in three ways. First is regular worship attendance. Being part of the body is being in this time. I understand that many of us are not able to be physically present in this room on Sunday mornings at 11. As some of you live out of town, some are physically unable to attend, others are staying off icy roads, and many are avoiding a virus. I understand. For those of you who do need to worship online, you can still do so regularly, and I encourage you to connect with others as you do. You can put a message in the YouTube chat or text a friend a greeting about the service. When our services were entirely virtual, many of you sent messages of encouragement to worship leaders, reminding us that, in fact, you are out there listening. Those messages were a gift that filled this sanctuary. For those of you who are not restricted by health or geography and are already out traveling and working and socializing, I encourage you to resist the temptation of convenience to simply watch the service at home. A year or so ago, I saw a cartoon of a woman in a bathrobe. It was a picture of a woman in a bathrobe with curlers in her hair and fuzzy slippers on her feet, and she was walking down the center aisle of a church. The caption was something to the effect of, "Mrs. Smith grew accustomed to worshiping at home." Whether you wear your fuzzy slippers or your fancy shoes is less important than being here. When we are physically here together, we feel the organ music. We join our voices with others in prayer. We speak a welcoming word to one another, and we practice loving one another. COVID won't last forever. Icy roads will clear. Our faith is incarnational. So if and when the time is right, I encourage you to worship in person. A second exercise is giving financially. Financial contributions are a way of investing in the body of Christ, deepening commitment and connection. Jesus taught that where our treasure is, there our heart will be also. So how we contribute is financially, how we contribute financially is spiritually important to us individually. Financial gifts, no matter the size, are an important contribution to the whole. Together, we build the ministries of this place. Worship regularly. Give financially. These practices strengthen both the individual and the whole. Third, do one more thing. There are plenty of options from which to choose, including those that are not yet discovered. It has to be right for you, consistent with your spiritual gifts and the season of life in which you find yourself. For some, it is a Sunday morning responsibility, such as ushering, singing, or reading scripture. For some, it may be writing cards to those who are ill or bringing a meal to a new parent. For some, it is serving on a committee or board, some of which are remaining virtual. For some, it is teaching or learning. For some, it is attending a small group or a fellowship event. Participation in the body of Christ comes in all sorts of shapes and sizes and is open to all, to students, faculty, staff, community members, young, old. In the spiritual practice of doing one more thing, consider the significance of showing up. In a small group discussion, a friend of mine said that he felt that one of his spiritual gifts was showing up. And by that he meant, and he described, that he thought nothing of driving out of state to attend the funeral of the mother of a friend, or interrupting his schedule to attend the event of someone he knew. It was a gift, showing up. Joining chapel scholars, attending a Bible study, or a small group can be a gift to others. Sometimes we are tempted to think only of what I will get out of my participation, what I will take home. But perhaps if we show up, we may find that we have the opportunity to give, and God may use us in those moments. The body needs the participation of all its members. Please know that as I say this, it is not an encouragement to overfunction or do so much that you are worn out. We know from the body that too much can be and cause an injury. Carpal tunnel syndrome is from doing something too much. It's important to find participation that is right for you. If you are not yet connected with this portion of the body of Christ, I encourage you to use the QR code on the back of your worship guide later today to fill out a short form. If you'd like to participate in one of the ministries here, feel free to name it. If you're not sure, just write a short note and say, I'm interested in doing something on Sunday morning or connecting with other students, or doing something from home. And we will follow up with you. Before you do this, however, I want to be clear about why we participate in the church. We are not simply a voluntary organization like many other worthy voluntary organizations looking for people to fill roles. We are different. In the beginning of our reading, Paul wrote, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with," you expect him to say, "church." But he says, "Christ." So it is with Christ. We are not simply members of a religious organization called the church. We are part of Christ himself. We are Christ's body on earth, We are joined together by the Holy One to bring light to the world. We are gifted and blessed by the Spirit for the common good. We are united and fed at this table. We are connected to one another as well as to all Christians in all churches throughout the world. Friends, we are the body of Christ and individually members of it. This is a holy thing, an affirmation, and a calling. Thanks be to God. Amen.